And it's essentially on prayer. And the reason I thought of it is because we have a few new Christians, a few men and a few women who have joined us, the church. And it's just very encouraging to hear them lead the prayers, the men lead the prayer during the worship service. And, of course, it's also encouraging to see the women and their holiness expressed in conversation and, you know, on Facebook and stuff. Very encouraging. I've really appreciated to see that. And kind of a good exercise for praying. I heard a lesson on this, and I thought, man, that's really good. And sure enough, ever since I heard that, when I go to God in prayer, I think about the acronym ACTS, A-C-T-S, of prayer. And so I know that some people here are very familiar with that, but it was new to me, and I wanted to share it, and hopefully you get something out of it too when you go to God in prayer, whether it be in the worship service or personally. So what is the most important purpose of prayer? This was just a random survey of 1,000 people. The top one was to seek God's guidance. The next one was to thank God. The third choice was to be close to God or the divine. The fourth was to help others. The fifth, to improve a person's life. And some people just didn't know what the purpose of prayer was. So, you know, what is the purpose of prayer? And we talked about the acronym ACTS. Well, let's start with the first letter, A, adoration. And the songs that we led, and I think a lot of the songs that we lead before we go to prayer are songs of adoration. And a couple of those, praise the Lord, O thou fount of every blessing, Jesus, the very thought of thee, just expressing our adoration towards God, our thanksgiving towards God. God is certainly worthy of our praise, no doubt about it. And while we praise him in song, we can also praise God in prayer. So some examples of adoration in prayer. When Paul prayed for the Ephesians, he took time to praise God. There in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. For this reason, I bow my knee to the Father of our Lord Jesus, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. And so you can see where Paul expresses, he takes that time to praise God and shower God with praise for the Ephesians. And David also provides an example of offering adoration and praise. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 10, 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 10, therefore David blessed the Lord before all the assembly, and David said, blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power and the glory, the victory and the majesty. So you can see how when we praise God, when we adore God, the first thing it does is remind us who's in control and remind us of the greatness of the God that is hearing our prayers. Oh, how great you are. How great is your very name. The Lord that spoke the universe into existence. When we do that, it reminds us how great God is, and it reminds us just how capable he is to answer our prayers and to hear our prayers. Let's talk about the second letter of the acronym, which is C, confession, and confessing our sins, a very important in part of our prayer. There is mercy to be found in confessing our sins. As Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13 says, he who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. So it's important that When we pray to God, that we name our sins, that we confess those sins, and that's important because, number one, it reminds us what exactly we did wrong, where we fell short. And another thing is, it reminds us what not to do again. Because if you keep going to God in prayer and you keep saying, I'm really sorry that I cussed this person out or that I was rude to somebody, and if you have to say that night after night after night, maybe you want to change that. You got to, you know, repent of that and turn away, and you don't want to go back to that sin. The Christian also enjoys cleansing of sin by the blood of Jesus. There in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 through 10, but if we walk in light as he is the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sins. If we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not with us. There's examples of confessing sin. Jesus provided an example in the parable of the Pharisee and the publican. That was in Luke chapter 18, verse 10. It says, two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and one a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with him, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, or even this tax collector. I fast twice a week, give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. So, obtaining forgiveness by confessing sins is a blessing now enjoyed only through Christ. Once we have been put into Christ, baptized into Christ, prayer is crucial for remaining forgiven. So we want to adore God. We want to confess our sins. What does the T stand for? Well, it stands for thanksgiving. Offering thanksgiving. Being thankful is emphasized repeatedly in exhortations to pray. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, it says, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks for everything. And we know how important Thanksgiving is to our culture. We're about to celebrate it here shortly. A very important part of our lives should be to express thanks. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Let's never forget to be thankful to God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So why is thanksgiving important in our prayer? Well, number one, it tells God that we are appreciative of what he does for us. And God wants to be thanked. He requires our thanksgiving. He requires us to be thankful creatures towards him. And the second thing is, as the adoration was, it's a reminder to us how merciful and how plentiful the blessings are of God. When I go through the list of the things that I'm thankful for, it boggles my mind. I could just go on and on and on. Brother Ben got to witness this. Catherine, who is kind of learning how to pray, learning the design of prayer, when she goes into her list of thanksgivings, she will just continue and go and go. And you've got to remind her, hey, speed this up a little bit. Because she will talk all night about the things that she's thankful for. And I want to encourage that. I really do. But, you know, she's thankful for the lamp, and she's thankful for the bed, the sheets on the bed. She just thinks of every single thing that she can see with her eyes, and she says, I'm thankful for this. And without going to that extreme, that's kind of the attitude that we need to have. You know, everything that we see, every good thing, a blessing of God, a gift from God, we want to be thankful for that. The antidote, then, to anxiety, another reason why we want to be thankful, is to pray for everything with thanksgiving. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. God says, bring it all on me, but please remain thankful. We certainly want to keep that in mind. What are some examples of offering thanksgiving? Well, Christ set an example there in Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babes. Also in Matthew chapter 26, verse 27, then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. Also, Daniel had the custom to thank God three times a day. Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom. We cannot discount the importance of thanksgiving in our prayers, especially if we expect God to answer us as we make requests for future blessings. And the last one, the S of Acts, is supplication. Requests our help, the help that we need. We are encouraged to let our request be made known to God. Back in Philippians chapter 4, what we talked about, in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. We are commanded to make supplications for all men. 1 Timothy chapter 2, starting with verse 1. Therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. The real widows are known for their supplications day and night. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 5. Now she who is really a widow and left alone trusts in God and continues in supplications, prayer, night and day. Supplications are an important part of our prayer exercise. And we want, and God, you know, he's not going to be put off by our continual seeking of his assistance in prayer. Remember, he tells us to pray without ceasing. We want to continue to go to God and ask him for intercessions on our behalf. Jesus also made supplication as he was crucified. In Luke chapter 23, verse 34, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And after that, they divided his garments. Jesus made supplication on behalf of the men that had put him to death and for all the Jews there. Forgive them. They know not what they do. And then, of course, that was repeated by Stephen as he was being stoned. So, in conclusion, with the aid of the simple acronym that we talked about, ACTS, A for adoration, C for confession, T for thanksgiving, S for supplication, we will have a full praying experience. It'll help us to guide our minds as we walk through the prayer. It's good to understand the purpose. Do we also appreciate the power of prayer? Do we understand the privilege that we have, that we can go to God? Do we understand the principles that we talked today? Are we persistent in our prayer? Are we constantly going to him? And do we engage in the practice of prayer? So I hope that this helps as you continue on with your prayers to God, with your Christian life. I hope it assists the young men as they lead the prayers for the congregation.